Let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, and trembles at his voice.
Your life, but I've heard
tender whispers of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are.
It's a good battery. We have a good father. I didn't have a good father until I was 29 years old, and I found him. I've had a good father ever since. A faithful father. Father I can count on 24/7. Ushers. Brother Ryan, would you ask a blessing and offering to me?
Can't stop praising His name.
I can't say it loud enough. I can't say it strong enough. I can't say it big enough. Lord, you're worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. I do want to make mention of this. I was contacted earlier in the week. George Van D, who is one of the members of Tri-County Kiwanis, they are doing their Christmas in March. We are a part of this and try to get involved every year. If you know of a family that is in need, maybe they are having trouble putting food on the table, having trouble getting stuff for children, whatever the situation may be. We don't need any information about the family. We don't need names. The only thing we need, if you know of a family that is in need of assistance, the only thing we need is how many are in the family, and if there's children, the ages and genders of the children. So let's say it was a family of five, and there were two. Like in my family, we're not in need of assistance, just so you know. But if it were my family, it would just be a family of five. I would have two boys, obviously, and one girl, and then the ages, and that's all we need. If you know somebody that's in need, please see Sister Doris Atkins. She's heading this up again for us. Thank you so much for doing this every year, and she gets together those families. And I know that you say, well, I know of a family, but they might be embarrassed if they knew or they thought other people knew that they were in need. We don't need names. We don't need to know who they are. We just need to know how many are in the family, if they're children, and if there are, what the ages and genders of those children. And if you have that information, please see Sister Doris and let her know. That way we can get the information to them and they can prepare the baskets that we can in turn give out. Other things coming up here in the calendar, I hope that by Wednesday or maybe even tonight there will be some questions in the question box, because if there's not, then I'm just going to come up with something to teach on Wednesday, and hopefully questions will find their way into the box eventually. If not, then I'll just consider it a total bust and we'll move on. I've opened that box twice now and been discouraged twice, so I'll just stop opening it until... Well, tonight, anyhow. We do want you to get involved. This is a new study, if you will, where hopefully you participate in the topics of discussion. And there is a question box back there with some cards. I think almost all the cards are gone. So that's a good sign. I'll take that as a plus. We'll make more and put them back there. So if you have questions, that you can fill out that question card, drop it in the box. And then those are the topics of discussion, if you will, that we will be addressing during our midweek Bible studies. Other things upcoming, please be reminded, 2 weeks from today, our special Easter services. I know it's hard to believe we're already there. I know it comes a little bit early this year, I think. But if you, each family, were asking that you would bring a bag of individually wrapped candy so that we can put them in Easter eggs and have an Easter egg hunt after service for the children that are in attendance on that day, Easter. Much like Christmas, it's always a very big day. A lot of people will come to church on Easter and Christmas when they won't come any other time. And so we want to make it a special time. It will be a special Easter service 2 weeks from today. Please be reminded that we do not have a p.m. service on Easter Sunday. But I just want to make you aware of that. Next Sunday night, a very special time, a kids' service, a kids' theme service, kid kind of involved service, but that doesn't mean that the adults are exempt from coming. We want you to come and support the children. Undoubtedly, there'll be a time of prayer. We can interact with them at the altars, and so we want to encourage that to happen. But my family will be here in town, my wife and I's family, and they will be ministering in the service on Sunday night, so we're looking forward to that. If you have your Bibles and you'd be so kind, Romans chapter number 13. We'll turn to Romans chapter number 13 and then place a bookmark or your finger or something there. We're going to come back to that passage of Scripture. And after you have found Romans chapter 13, I want you to turn back to 1 Chronicles chapter number 12. 1 Chronicles chapter number 12. If you're there, can you say amen? I'll wait longer. 1 Chronicles chapter number 12. Read verse number 23 and then skip down to verse number 32. 1 Chronicles chapter number 12. I hope you're there. If you're not, you'll have to catch up. And these are the numbers of the bands that were ready, armed to the war, and came to David, to Hebron, to turn the kingdom of Saul to him, according to the word of the Lord. Skip down to verse number 32. And the children of Issachar, which were men that had an understanding of the times. Everybody say understanding of the times. To know what Israel ought to do. The heads of them were 200. And all, everybody say all. And all their brethren were at their command. Romans chapter number 13. Begin reading in verse number 11. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. With the help of the Lord, I want to preach to you upon this subject, an understanding of the times. An understanding of the times. Can we pray? Lord Jesus, we love you. God, we thank you for another awesome opportunity to be here in your midst, to lift you up and magnify your name that is above every name, to give you glory and honor and praise that you are so due and so worthy of. Lord, we now ask that you would open our hearts and our minds to receive your word, God, that we would look therein and be challenged, God, that we would see, God, where we can apply these things to our lives, that we would be men and women of understanding of the time in which we live, God, that we would see what is happening all around about us and understand that now it's high time. Now it's time for us, God, to awaken out of our sleep, God, and respond to you in such a way that it would turn hearts and lives to you while it is day, while we can work. God, we love you, we praise you, we honor you, we thank you, God, for all that you are and all that you do in your name that is above every name, in the only saving name of Jesus Christ, we ask it. And everybody said, amen. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. An understanding of the times. In Genesis 49, the great patriarch David is living his final days upon earth. And so he calls together his sons and begins to prophesy unto them. He begins to tell each one of them what life has for them. He begins to address each of them by name and then tell them what shall befall them, the Bible says. And while the prophecy dealt directly with them as his sons, I believe it also dealt indirectly with the tribes of Israel that would come forth from them. In verses 14 and 15 of Genesis chapter 49, we read of Jacob's words to his son Issachar. He says, Issachar is a strong donkey crouching between two burdens. When he sees the land is good, he will bend his shoulder to the task and will submit to labor. In other words, Issachar will know when the time is right to do what needs to be done. Issachar is a strong donkey crouching between two burdens. And when the time is right, he will be aware. He will understand the land is pleasant and good. And now is the time to work. Now is the time to bend the back and toil and make sure the work is being done. Come forward some 850 years to the time of David. Saul and Jonathan have died in the battle with the Philistines. And the kingdom of Israel is in civil war. Some have sided with the household of Saul, and others have thrown in their lot with David. It is a time when the children of Israel are at war with one another. They are battling back and forth. Some have sided with Saul and his household and his descendants, while others have decided that they would go with David. And so the children of Israel are at war with one another. 1 Chronicles, where we read in chapter 12, it gives a numbering of those that throw in their lot with David. For it says in verse 23, where we read, "And these are the numbers of the bands that were ready armed to the war and came to David to Hebron to turn the kingdom of Saul to him according to the word of the Lord." These are the ones who decided that it was time to get in with David. It was time to take the kingdom of Israel and the tribes and turn them to David's control. It was time to war against Saul's and those who would rebel against David and his reign. You find there's a numbering, there's a counting. It begins, it says, Judah, there's 6,800 men. And Simeon, the tribe of Simeon, there's 7,100 men. The tribe of the Levites, 4,600. Benjamin, 3,000. Ephraim, 20,800. Manasseh, 18,000. And then it comes to Issachar. Verse 32 says, "And the children of Issachar, which were men that had an understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200. Now, you look at the other numbers and you think, well, 200 in relation to 20,800, well, that seems like very little, but don't stop there. The Bible says the heads of them were 200. But that all, every single one of the tribe of Issachar, all of the tribe of Issachar, the Bible says, were at their commandment. Every single one of the tribe of Issachar threw in their lot with David. While the other tribes may have been divided and some may have decided to go with Saul and others with David, when it came down to Issachar, when it came down to the donkey who was crouching between two burdens, the donkey realized, wait a second, I know where the good land dwells. I know we need to throw in with David. There was no division in the tribe of Issachar. All their brethren, the Bible says, were at their command. They were not wavering on what side they needed to be on. They knew the time had come for David and his reign and the dynasty of the great king of Israel to begin, for they had an understanding of the times. They knew what Israel ought to do. They knew that everybody should throw in their lot with David. They knew that the kingdom of Saul was over. They knew that the reign of Saul had run its course. And so every single one of the tribe of Issachar said, David, you have our swords. David, you have our men of war. Every single one of us are at your command. We understand the time. The children of Issachar, that strong donkey between two burdens, knew that the good and pleasant land dwelt where David reigned. And all their brethren said, David, we're on your side. David, we're with you. We have an understanding of the times. Might I rise on this Sunday night and simply say, we need men and women like that of the tribe of Issachar. People who are aware of what is happening in our world. People who are understanding the day in which we live. People who are not wavering. Who are not on the fence. Who are not going back and forth on whether or not they should be a part of the kingdom of God. But men and women of understanding that say, I understand the times, and now it's high time to awaken out of sleep. Now it's time to throw in everything I got into the kingdom of God. If ever there was a time we need to tune our spiritual antennae to what is going on around us, it is now. anybody with any spiritual sense, and please understand, I'm not being demeaning, but anybody with any spiritual sense should be able to discern the day in which we live. They should be able to understand the times. Matthew chapter 16, the Pharisees, the Bible says, and also the Sadducees with them came, and they tempting desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. And listen to the words of Jesus. He answered and said unto him, when it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowing. O ye hypocrites. You can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. You don't even realize what's happening. You don't even realize what's going on. Jesus, throughout his earthly ministry, he tried to warn them. He tried to get them to understand, not only in an eternal sense, but in a here and now sense. Jesus was not only a prophet for all ages, he was also a prophet for their time. And he was trying to make them understand, you need to pay heed to what's going on about you. You need to understand what's happening. Jesus was trying to get them to recognize what was going on in the world about them. Don't become so sheltered. Don't stick your head in the sand that you don't realize what's happening. We, as the people of God, we need to be ever vigilant in understanding what is happening in our world. And I know it's easy to become discouraged. I know it's easy to look at the news and the media and say, oh, hope is gone. But we also need to discern the times. We also need to understand that now, more than ever before, the church needs to rise up, get away from sleep and slumber, and say what the world needs now more than anything else is the church of the living God. An understanding of the times. It's not a time to be nonchalant about the kingdom of God. It's not a time to just sit back and become complacent about what's happening in our world. It's time to realize the days in which we live are evil days. Darkness is all around, and God needs some people to stand up and say, I side with the Lord. I'll put on the armor of light. I'll shine in the darkness and say, His way is the only way. Have an understanding of the times. Ephesians 5:14 through 19, wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. The days were evil, the writing church at Ephesus, the Apostle Paul, might I say they are even more evil now. Might I say the days are evil, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. You see, here's the problem. We have many people who have no understanding what the will of the Lord is. They just go through life. They just think that they'll serve there however many years they're granted upon this earth, and they'll just go through the motions, and then they're not really all that concerned with what happens after that. I would that as people of the living God, we would understand the times in which we live. I'm not assured tomorrow. You're not assured tomorrow. The day in which we live is evil, and now it's high time to awake out of sleep. Now it's time to be like the children of Issachar. Understand what Israel ought to do. What the church needs to do. Be not drunk with wine, but be ye filled with the Spirit. Oh, we need the power of the Holy Ghost, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. If ever there was a day, we need to go about our day singing and meditating on the goodness of God, combating the evil that is in this world. It is now. We need to have an understanding of the times. We need an understanding that when it comes to the kingdom of God, catch this, we can accept no substitute for the power of the Holy Ghost. No substitute. I don't care how good the music is. I don't care
how wonderful the display is. I don't care how good the presentation is. If the power of the Holy Ghost is not resident in what goes on, it will do very little good to combat the realm of darkness which seeks to destroy. I need to rise on this Sunday night and say there is nothing more important to have in our services than the power of the Holy Ghost working in our midst, changing lives. I'm going to get on a soapbox just a little bit, but unfortunately, even we have somewhat succumbed to the ideology of the world, and that it has to be so-and-so in its presentation, and it has to be so-and-so, and has to be palatable. No, I'm going to tell you what it has to be. It has to be sovereign and a supernatural work of Almighty God. It has to be the power of the Holy Ghost. Anything less is selling them short. We can't accept no substitute. And God is looking for some people with an understanding of the times. It can be nothing less than the power of the Holy Ghost working in our midst. Anything less than the supernatural and sovereign work of God that is facilitated through faithful people is selling our society short. It's giving them less than what they need. See, I've been talking with the Lord. Lord, you just have to excuse me for a minute, but Lord, I don't want church as usual. I'm understanding the times and just giving it a lick and a promise ain't working anymore. I'm going to tell you what a work. What a work is what they did back in the old days when they just got together and prayed, and they just prayed till something broke, till a sovereign move of the Holy Ghost began to take place. That's what we need. That's what we're lacking. It's not about talent. It's not about resources. It's not about ability. It's about the power of the Holy Ghost. It's about a sovereign move of Almighty God. An understanding of the time dictates it's got to be God. It's got to be the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus met with a woman of Samaria, the well in John chapter 4. A woman Jesus knew, told her, "You've had five husbands and the one you're with now is not your husband." And the woman went back later on and said, "Come see a man who told me all I ever did." She came in contact with the supernatural. She came in contact with something that wowed her, something that amazed her. She tries in her own understanding to combat maybe what is going on and try to understand what is happening, and she kind of comes back and forth with Jesus a little bit, but he says, "Listen, you need to understand something. Your fathers, they worship in this mountain, and others worship, but you need to understand something. You need to have an understanding of the time." Because he says in John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24, "But the hour cometh, and now is." Hey, lady, you need to understand the time. The hour comes, and even now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. For God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Close attention. My next statement. We can ill afford to allow worship to become something where emotions run deep, but the spirit stays shallow. People cry and weep and have all type of demonstration, but no change is facilitated. No spiritual, there's no digging into the soul. It's just a feel-good type atmosphere. Well, I come and cry a little bit and purge my conscience a little bit by singing a few songs and then feeling good about what I've done. I know I'm preaching now. You see, we need a people of an understanding of the time. That's not going to get people to heaven. That's not going to convert them. That's not going to change them. Oh, I believe that emotion is spiritual, yes, but it can't stop there. It can't stop with just some tears falling down my face and just some feel good in my spirit. It's got to facilitate the power of the Holy Ghost working in my life and changing me. An understanding of the time says we can ill afford to allow worship just to be some emotional trip we get on. It's got to be something that gets down in my spirit. Understanding of the times. You see, God is looking for some people with an understanding that the times dictate arising from our slumber, shaking the sleep from our eyes, and engaging the enemy with the weapons of our warfare to pick up the armor of God, to decide I will not sit on the sidelines, but as the tribe of Issachar, I have an understanding of the times, and I'm throwing my lot in, not just part of me, but all of me, into the kingdom of the living God, to see his work go forth. See, Lord, help me understand that I need to throw in completely and without restraint into the kingdom of God. Now is the time. See, we're vastly approaching that when Hebrews talks about that everything that can be shaken will be shaken, so the things which cannot be shaken may remain. See, the Bible, and I don't have time to go into all this, but the Bible talks time and time again about a remnant, about those that are left, those that hang on. I don't know about you, but you ever grabbed a fruit tree and shook it and watched those things that were barely hanging on as they fell to the ground, but the ones that had a strong attachment to the vine, the ones who were securely attached, you shook it, but they stayed. Oh God, help me to be like that. Help me to understand the times. There's a shaking happening in our society. The more I read, the more I'm aware of what's happening and what's going on. Listen, I'm not getting up here and telling you the Lord's coming tomorrow. I don't know when he's coming, but I do know this. Now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. We're closer today than we were yesterday. And though my forefathers preached it for years, and though they went to their grave preaching the Lord is coming soon, guess what? I still stand up and say the Lord is coming soon, and we need to understand the times. Now's not a time to play games with God, because there's coming a shaking. And as that shaking begins, and listen, you need to understand, I love the United States of America, but I love my God more than I love the United States of America. And the more this country turns its back on God, and the more this country turns its back on God's chosen, we need to understand that God will not spare us just because we are part of the United States of America. But God will judge iniquity. And I'm sorry, but iniquity is rising up in this land. And we need to be aware of the times. Like the tribe of Issachar, we need to throw in our lot with the things of God. We need to, without restraint, say, Lord, I'm on the Lord's side. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It's not up for question. It's not up for discussion. And honestly, I really don't care what you think about it. You need to understand where I stand. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I understand something. If I don't get my kids to get a grip on the things of God, and I don't get some things down in their spirit, some solid things according to the Word of God, this world is going to do everything it can to rip them away from the Word of God and godly principles. I need to understand the time. So important what I do. So Paul writes the church at Rome, Romans 13:11, and that knowing the time, that now it's high time. Now it's high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The day is far spent, or the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. I need to adorn myself with the things of God. I need to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And I don't need to make any provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Why? Because I understand the times. I understand what's happening in our world. I understand that as in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. And it wants to do what this world wants it to do. And so I got to keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become a castaway. I've got to understand the times. Where are the children of Issachar that realize what day we are living in? Where are those with an understanding of what we ought to do? Where are the people who understand the times demand that we put on the Lord Jesus Christ? That we're not drunk with wine as an excess, but we're filled with the Spirit. I need the Holy Ghost more and more and more and more and more. I need. Why? Because this world needs some people like the tribe of Issachar. This world needs some people who have an understanding of the times, that realize what is going on around about us. See, I thought about this. Maybe, I don't know. Just conjecture on my part, but maybe the Apostle Paul was aligning himself with the tribe of Issachar when he said, I am at a strait betwixt two. I am like that donkey between two burdens. I have a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. Death doesn't scare me. I welcome it. I'm ready. Fought a good fight. Ready. I'm at a strait betwixt two. Having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. But nevertheless, it's more needful for you that I abide here in the flesh. There's work to be done here. I need to know the fields are white, ready to harvest. Folks, we live in a world. Catch this. Nothing less then the supernatural sovereign move of Almighty God will awaken them. Nothing less. I don't care how good the preaching is, and I don't care how good the music is. Catch it. Please understand where I'm coming from. I love those things. I love good preaching. I love good music. Those things. But there is nothing more important to our generation and understanding of the times than a sovereign supernatural move of the power of the Holy Ghost. Nothing. And an understanding of the time dictates that I need to get in this more than I've ever been. If I'm only ankle deep, I need to get in waist deep. If I'm only waist deep, I need to get in shoulder deep. If I'm shoulder deep, I need to get in over my head. I need to get in this thing completely and utterly without restraint, because the shaking is beginning. Understanding of the times dictates that I need to do everything I can to get my friends and loved ones to get on board with me. I need to do everything I can to keep reaching for lost souls, to keep reaching to them. An understanding of the time says, now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. Now it's high time to awaken out of sleep. Now it's time. And the reason why I'm still here is that so maybe I'll start discerning and I'll start understanding that God needs laborers now. Look on the fields, for they are white, ready to harvest. Pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers. People, you may be crouching between two burdens, but I realize now's the time. I need to be like the tribe of Issachar, understand the times, and throw in with the Lord. I'm closing. You can stand to your feet. when we read the stories and we hear the newscast, see what's happening around about us, we see our society as it sinks further and further to sin. It should cause an urgency to rise in our spirit. It should cause our spiritual antennae to begin to catch the signal. There's groaning that's taking place. There's stuff that's happening. Oh, I would to God that He would open our eyes and we would see into the spirit realm and understand what's happening in the atmosphere around about us. What's going on? An utter disdain for authority and rule. And if you think that's something that just brought on by that's something that's happening in a spiritual sense. If you think that's just flesh, no, there's some spiritual behind that. There's something that's happening in the spirit realm. I believe the devil knows his days are short. I believe the Bible says he knows his days are short. He hath but a short time. He realizes, he understands. God forbid that he would have a better understanding of the times than I do. That he would be more aware of what's going on and what's happening in our society than I am. But every time I hear the story, every time I hear the newscast, every time I want to become discouraged, I need to lift up my head, for my redemption draweth nigh. And I need to understand that times are happening. I can discern what's going on in the atmosphere. It's not a time to play games. It's not a time to sit on the sidelines. It's time to get in with everything I've got. I don't know if you realize this. In case you, again, excuse me for getting a little political from the pulpit, but both of the front runners, both of the individuals that at this point in time seem to be leading their respective parties, neither one of them are pro-Israel. I don't know what's going to happen in this election. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you this much. I don't have much hope for this world, and I don't have much hope for this country unless somebody has enough gumption to say what we really need more than anything else is for people to turn to God. He's the only hope of our salvation. I would to God. You see, here's the problem. I don't know that they'll get the opportunity, because I believe anybody with a true understanding of the time, our society has become so perverted and corrupt, they will not hear somebody with an understanding of the times. And I don't know. I'm not a fatalist. I'm not one that walks around, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. But I do know this, a lot of these things must come to pass. And if these things start coming to pass, and as we see more of these things happen, we need to be aware. Stuff's going on. I need to understand the time. It's not a time to play games. It's not a time to just think about getting involved in the kingdom of God. It's a time to sell out utterly and completely, give all I have unto God and say, Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. Lord, let me have an understanding of the time. To be like the children of Issachar. They had an understanding of the times, and they knew what Israel ought to do. They weren't sitting around biting their nails wondering whether their decision was right or not. They weren't contemplating compromise. Maybe we should send a few over to have their lot with Saul just in case he wins this thing. No, the Bible says all their brethren, every single one of them said, David, we're with you. Our future is in you. And we know David was a type of Jesus Christ. And I would that as the sons of Issachar, we should symbolically say, Jesus, I'm throwing in with you. You are plan A, so there is no plan B. See, the real good tightrope walkers do it without a net. Lord, I got the faith. I understand the times. And I know that if I'm going to come out on the winning side, it's on your side. And so, Lord, I throw my lot in with you. I have an understanding of the times. All over this house, can we lift our hands? Lord, there is so much happening in our world right now. There's so much going on. Lord, help us to be careful to discern the times and know the days in which we live are evil. And let us work while it is day, for the night cometh when no man can work. Lord, let us, while we have an opportunity, while we have the time, before the trumpet sounds and you call your children home, let us understand that now it's high time to awaken out of sleep. Now it's time to respond, to do what we need to do, to reach for our loved ones, to reach for those around about us and say, you better get in while the getting's good. You better turn to God while there is time. You better forsake all and follow after Him. You better repent and turn from your evil ways. I've got an understanding of the times. Things are happening right now, and you need to get involved in what's going on in the kingdom. Fight for the kingdom of God.
Glory, hallelujah. This is what we've come to do, to tear down strongholds, break the chains, find the devil in Jesus' name. Tonight, we got a right. We'll be right back. what we've come to do. Tear down strongholds, break the chains. Bind the devil in Jesus' name. Tonight, we gotta rise. Shake the foundation with praise. Praise Him. Praise Him. The Lord is worthy. The Lord is worthy. The Lord is worthy. The Lord is worthy. Tonight, we gotta rise. Shake the foundation. What we've come to do. Tear down strongholds, break the chains. Bind the devil in Jesus' name. Tonight, we gotta rise. Tonight, we gotta rise. Tonight, we gotta rise. Shake the foundation with
Lord, help me understand the times. Jesus.
Break our walls down. Spirit, break out. Heaven, come down. Our Father, all of heaven roars your name.
You're the name we're lifting high. You're
your kingdom here. Spirit, break out. Break our walls down. Spirit, break out. Heaven, come down. I hear the breaking. I feel the shaking. The Spirit moving. Heaven coming down. I hear the breaking. I feel the shaking. The Spirit moving. Heaven coming down.
Children of Issachar, let us have an understanding of the times. Realize now it is high time to awaken out of sleep. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you for being here in the house of the Lord. My hope and prayer is that we all, myself included, become ever more aware of the day in which we live. When we see the signs, hear the stories and the newscast, and we shake our head and wilderment wondering, Lord, how much more before you split the eastern sky? How much more before you decide?
more before you turn to Gabriel. Say, put the horn to your lips. It's now time. Second Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 7. To you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. I don't want anybody. I don't want anybody. I don't care how bad they are or what deeds they've done. I don't want anybody to be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord. Lord, help me to understand the times. Soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. Oh, God, help me. Lord, don't let me let it be okay that I'm rubbing shoulders with people who have obeyed not the gospel. Let me understand the times. Reach to them that their soul may be saved. We thank you for your word. We thank you, God, for the example we have in your word of individuals who have an understanding of the times and knew what Israel ought to do. Let us be men and women who understand the times. Let us know what the church of the living God ought to do. In your name we pray. God bless you for being in the house of the Lord this evening. You may go in the precious name of Jesus Christ.